Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is 11:11 and change on my Picardo Jewelers watch. This beautiful Friday, October 24, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who made us and kept us free. People like Thomas Bailey, Scott Township, Alexander Pulowski, Wyoming, Bob Evans, North Wales, John Hollenbach, Newton Lake, Greenfield Township, Raymond Welgosh, Ashley, and Warren Nelson, Millville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle by gaveling back door to this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Yeah, crazy stuff. We are committed to common sense, and we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. It's our job. We take it seriously. But we know how to get it done. Yeah, lots of stuff going on, guys. Somebody says, take conservative vote and hand it to Paige Cognetti. Enjoy the bike lanes. I know. And the $30 million that's going to get blown. Somebody says, Bob, this is the problem with the city of Scranton. Too many candidates like Bob Bolas who mean well but have no chance of winning and dilute the centrist votes. I agree. Look at Bob, and I love Bob Bolas. I'm not for you, Bob. I'm not for you running. You can't serve anyway. I can't either. I get it. So, I don't know. Somebody said, echoing what we played to start the hour, the shutdown falls on the leftist media, Democrat supporters, not pressuring their elected idiots to sign the CR. It's just a continuation of their inability to be honest or admit they are wrong. For the past 10 plus years, it's been the impetus to destroying unity and truth. What an awful political party the Democrats have become. My God. Was it yesterday or last night? Oh, yeah, last night. I was up at Jack's and told an arch Democrat friend of mine, I was at the Gene Barrett thing just passing over. He goes, well, he's a Democrat. I said, yeah. He's normal. He's normal. That's why I can support him. The party label doesn't mean anything except the and see, to him, the party label meant everything. No matter what they do, no matter how awful they are. But he was pretty pleased I was supporting a Democrat and able to. And I am. And I'm happy to. It's just getting harder and harder to find normal Democrats. You see who was at the No Kings rally and you realize I can't support them. They're idiots. Or they're behaving like idiots. Or they are catering to idiots. I don't have a problem with the people who got paid to be there. But the people that were there, like candidate Capellini, spitting and screaming and carrying on, frightening. They were actually frightening. Hey, Frank from Old Forge, calling about the Lackawanna County Commissioners. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. You know, Cat Wiz Kelly is going to do a piece on you now for being at Gene Barrett's event. call out Gene Barrett as he did in the past. So,
yeah.
Listen,
Wendy Mayapolsky Wilson is going to tell him what he's going to write next.
He's going to
that's
put
how
it
that
on
works.
The grapevine to Cat Wiz Kelly.
The mayor's mouthpiece.
Yep, their syndicate, the lying, racketeering, collusional, conspiratorial media narrative. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Listen, the Lackawanna County Commissioners debate last night was really great. I think, first off, I think Capellini reminds me of AOC, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris in the best way for that side of the aisle. I mean, pretty much, he said that we were going to get fined millions of dollars if we paused the reassessment, which is another lie. But no, he didn't have any solutions, whereas Chet Murley, amazing, he's done this before with his budgets and things. There's 1,100 county employees, and he said, like, look, here's how we do this. We make sure that all departments are staffed, but yet they're not overstaffed. We understand budgets. He's not looking for a revenue increase, which is code word for tax increase. He's looking at making government work for the people. But Capellini said about Senate Bill 939, which has to do with the data centers. And Chet Murley said, look, Senate Bill 939 does nothing. All it does is restate that all zoning is local and your local zoning authority is the final word. Whereas Capellini is trying to portray it as, hey, this is what will stop data centers. And Bob, it won't. So those are two things that don't fly. So.
I know Mike Capellini. I like him. I love his family. But he is completely divorced from fact, truth, and reality as soon as he gets into politics. He knows his cigars, but he doesn't know anything else, and certainly nothing about politics and government.
And that's the thing, Bob. For me, it's not a personality contest. Look, Tom Welby, great guy. You know what? He reminds me of Sid Michaels Kovulich. But out of all three of them, Chet Murley has what we need to do, and that's follow a plan, see it through, and roll back these taxes. We don't need a 33% tax increase.
By the way, Frank, on that point, he's the only one. We know that Lackawanna County government is a disaster. He was the only one that can actually bring us change. Period.
Yes,
he's the only one because he and Chris Chermak will take over then.
Like this, Bob, rocket science. You hire somebody that's supposed to know rocket science and they don't, you'll know day one. Chet Murley knows what needs to be done. He's done it before. So day one, he gets in there. He's just like Senator Kennedy was saying before, when he got in there the first day and these guys said, oh, you can't fire a service employee. And he did. Look, Chet will set the tone because he knows what's going on. So
yep.
I think it'll be a big plus. One thing I want to say with this White House ballroom construction, everybody's freaking out. Bob, it's similar to what you did to the Lackawanna County Courthouse grounds, and look at it now. It still stands as a testament to you and its beauty, functionality, and it's just it's a gem in Northeast Pennsylvania. So hats off to Donald Trump, Bob Cordaro, and hopefully Chet Murley.
All right, man. Thank you. Our guy Frank from Wolf Ford. So take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. Let's do a little history, a little music, and then let's talk to you at 570-883-0098.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A more lighthearted look at the transgender issue. Lola Murph says they came out with this song. It was number 9 on the charts. This date, 1970. Bob Cadaro back on WILK. Yeah, a federal audit confirming that California gave 62, this is what one of our listeners alluded to earlier, just the state of California gave 62,000 commercial driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Just California. Now, guess what? They then get to register, automatic register to vote. Amazing. Somebody say, hi, Bob. A lot of Dunmore does not know that Chet Murley's wife is Kathy Ferguson from Larch Street across from Cibio's. I didn't know that. Nice. Yeah, Chet's a good man. He's a good man. He's the guy we need. It's undeniable we need change, and we need to marginalize the boy king, Billy Gahan, and Pat McKenna, who uses Gahan as a sock puppet. We have to. And somebody else texts in. We all know Bob Bullis is a great American and a generous man. Why dilute the vote in such a tight mayor's race? Bob Bolas, one of the listeners, saying, please reconsider. You have nothing to prove. And the listener continues, like Bob Cadaro, you already walked through the fires of Democrat hell, and Trump is your true victory. Every vote counts in a tight race. John Fetterman, I did not know this, he won the mayor of Braddock race by one vote, his own. True story. Google it. Yeah, I mean, in Scranton, we've got to look at the one person that could win, Gene Barrett, that can defeat this left-wing loon mayor and this incompetent mayor, this mayor who is running for her next office while she's running for re-election to mayor. It's unprecedented. It's astonishing. She's actually telling you, I don't want to be mayor of Scranton. She's opening pools in October, late October. Unbelievable. She was worried about how much water a pool uses, but she filled a pool for a press conference. And now they got to empty it to winterize the pool a day later. It's crazy. And it's right. Next time Bob calls in, I didn't know he was going to say he's running for mayor again. Don't do it, Bob. We've got one chance to win this election. And we have to win it. Gene Barrett's the guy to get it done. Let's do it. All right, let's go quickly to Andrew from Jersey. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, Bob? Yeah, with the gambling scandal with the NBA, I just wanted your thoughts. I didn't like the prosecutor guy. He used the term Italian, the Italian crime families, but the players were black. He didn't say the black NBA players, nor should he have said that, but that was offensive that he was highlighting the ethnicity, and I'm half Italian, so that was personally offensive. And also, I thought the crime families were a thing of the past, so that kind of surprised me. And my uncle, when I was a kid, was into that, and he was busted.
I could tell you from being in prison, they're not a thing of the past. They're not what they were, but they're still around.
Right, right. That's also due, I think, because when the FBI, after 9/11, I heard Michael Francesi, who was the preppy Don known as, that a lot of the resources went towards terrorists, counter-terrorists, so it moved off the crime families. But just a quick note on that, like even when I was a kid, I saw my uncle as a loser because he was the only one that was involved until my brother-in-law, his family, but he got out of it, and he's been out of any criminal stuff for like 40 years. But anyway, my dad, who's Slovak, and my mom's Italian, everybody worked, usually like construction, blue collar, and he didn't work, and he was wealthier, and he was like, buffoonish, I thought. So I always, even as a kid, saw him as like a leech. And my mom loves Rudy Giuliani, who prosecuted the gangsters, but my cousin, who's her, you know, his daughter, she hates Giuliani because he used the RICO Act. You know, not New Jersey, but he showed how to use. So it just goes to show you, if you're a criminal, you're against the police, against the FBI. But if you're not a criminal, then you support the police, just like I experienced in the inner cities with the news. The people wanted more police, and they, except for the criminal. But well, what are your thoughts? Do you think it's offensive that he said Italian and highlighted that? You think that was
Cuomo?
Wrong? No, it was whoever the assistant prosecutor.
I have a very high level of tolerance for things that should be offensive.
That's good.
Very little bothers Polish me. You can call me whatever you want. Call others whatever you want, and they'll let them deal with it. That's my
from view. Your Polish side.
That's my view. Yeah, from the Polish side as well, Polish Slovak side. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Always a pleasure. Let's take a break because we want to hear from our great sponsors, and we want to get to our final veterans tribute of the morning. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you go to the Bloomsburg American Legion, you'll see a stone out front. And it says, what is a veteran? And I'll supplement what it says. A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by John Basiliga. We're featuring one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, because it's the weekend. And they are the greatest places to be. Not only the marketplace at Steamtown tomorrow during the day. Follow up with tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday afternoon, the Old Brook Inn. 307 Springbrook Township, the Queen City Tavern in downtown Oliphant, and the Far Street Tavern in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Fine dining, yeah, we got that too. The best anywhere. Aterra 519 for a modern take. The Stegmeyer Mansion for an historic take on fine dining. Sergey's Live, it'll be hopping. It was last night, it'll be tonight and tomorrow. The nightclub right underneath Aterra 519. The perfect 1-2 punch for your weekend. Raymond Welgosh, he was 83. He was from Ashley. We lost him October 13th. He was born in Wilkes-Barre, a member of the graduating class of Wilkes-Barre Township High School, 1960. He was employed by UPS as a tractor-trailer driver for 33 years until his retirement. He was also proud to serve all of us in the National Guard. He was a devoted husband, loving father, and number one poppy to his six grandchildren. He survived by his beloved wife of 61 years, the former Barbara Sobloski Welgosh, his son, daughters, and those six grandchildren, and many other family members. Raymond Welgosh. Warren Nelson had a long career in law enforcement, born in Brooklyn, New York, back in 1944. He died October 8th in Berwick. He resided in Millville for 33 years. He was a veteran serving in South Korea, 64 to 66, as an MP. With the 728th MP Battalion. After his tour, he returned to Copenhagen, New York, to propose to his high school sweetheart, Rosella Sweeney. They married in 1967. He got an associate's degree from SUNY Farmingdale and became a member of the Nassau County Police Department. His family adored him and his stories. They moved to St. James, New York in 77, but then Rosella and he settled into a farmette in Millville because living in the country was his dream. They had horses and a goat. Warren returned to his career as a cop after his son reminded him that painting his garden tools was not a full-time job. He worked in Catawissa, then Benton, where he became police chief, retiring finally in 2006. He enjoyed a perfect Guinness, old westerns, gardening. soccer and trying new places for dinner with his daughter, Colleen. Warren was preceded in death by his wife, Rosella, his grandson, tragically, Matthew Liam, his best friend, Jim Cosgrove. But he survived by his children, his siblings. Warren was always down for a joke, a prank, or a story. He was known for his fairness. And Warren was the best father, says his family. Warren Nelson. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast, meteorologist Joe Snedeker. He says today, partly sunny with a chance of showers, high 53. It's 51 outside the studios as I speak. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 40. Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of morning showers, 53. Sunday, mostly sunny, 55 degrees. I'm trying to organize my paperwork here because we've got the policeman's prayer. We've got, what else do we have? We have the policeman's prayer. We've got our Tomorrow Never Comes. That poem we read, this is how we like to finish the week and enjoy finishing the week. And we, you know, but we follow our, I follow my Bacardo Jewelers watch, and that tells me what I've got to do next. Because I've been doing it for a while now. Somebody said, did you see the ad and the spot of Fetterman with McCormick saying to reopen the government? I did. Good stuff. I'm telling you, Fetterman, and he's voted with the fools, Chuck Schumer's fools, 90% plus of the time. I just don't want anybody to forget that. If he has lucid moments as a recovering Marxist, I don't want to give him too much credit. But and I'll say further, I like him. I always did. He's just he's a clownish, a big clownish character. Never was a personal dislike for Fetterman. His my dislike was for what he did as mayor of Braddock, as lieutenant governor. It was awful. So in any event, let's go to the blower. We got TJ from Wilkes-Barre. TJ, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm always busy doing something.
You make me exhausted.
It was nice to see you at an event, too.
Yeah, I know. I don't go to many because I get flashbacks,
I know.
I told you, I was telling you that, yeah.
I know. But, you emceed it. It was beautiful. It was a great event up in Lackawanna County.
Honoring our buddy Bobby Pettinato. And it was good to see you there. It truly was. Yeah, and gosh, our guy TJ's everywhere.
I try to be there. I just try to let the people know who's doing what and call balls and strikes, But anyway, we delivered for all the vigils, the Scranton vigil that we had, NEPA Republicans, and the Luzerne County one, the vigil that the Republican Party with Emerson Byers had it, and also the Wyoming with Betsy Green and Liz DeWald had it. We made these beautiful cards. They're like from the printer. They're probably about hip high, and we delivered them to the head of Turning Point Action, Noah Formica. I drove out to Center County. He's from Pittsburgh. We met halfway. So anyway, this week he went to Turning Point USA in Arizona, and he dropped off the cards. So promises made, promises kept. He dropped off the cards for Erica, and hopefully she gets those cards. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, probably about 800 people, signed these sympathy cards telling them how much we loved what Charlie stood for.
Yeah.
And just so you know, I had two offices here in the Tough Techs Corporation. I gave one of the offices to Turning Point. There's a Turning Point Action. It just got started.
Nice.
They're already doing
a chapter. I saw a picture of a meeting, posted somewhere.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, my God. These kids are amazing. We got them from the U, Scranton University, Wilkes. Wilkes has a chapter now. So does Scranton U. So we're doing things. But I do have a big, big, big event coming up. On November 22nd at the Woodlands at 5 to 8. Now, I usually have free events. I've never had a paid event. I'm working with Teddy Daniels, and Kyle Rittenhouse is coming to town.
Yes, you were mentioning that. That is the kid that really didn't want to be the center of attention, but the left-wing lunatics made him that, you know?
Yes.
The whipping boy became the poster child. I love it.
Oh, I love his boyish face. It's like, he just wanted to have safe communities. And you know what? When people stand up for what's good and what's right, they always get targeted. And this young man is just amazing. So, yeah, he's coming there. We've got Noah Formica, Turning Point Action, the head of Pennsylvania. He's going to be there speaking. We also have Dwayne McDavitt from Bikers for Trump's going to be there. We got Mike Crispy, host of Last Call. I'm Real America's Voice. We got Melissa Isaac. She's an attorney. Got a couple of acquittals for the January 6th people. So it's really going to be a MAGA conservative. We're going to invite the party.
And of course you got Teddy Daniels, who I love.
Teddy's going to be there. We got to, and first time I'm going to be a speaker for once. I actually was at a church 2 weeks ago up at a Baptist church telling people that Christians, we need to start voting like Christians. So I was able to speak, and I told people, listen, you know, they asked me if I was a Republican or Democrat. I said, I'm a child of God.
Yep.
I'm a conservative. I'm a child of God. I am a heterosexual male. I'm a father, an ex-husband. I believe in the First Amendment, Second Amendment, parental rights, border security, election integrity, and therefore I'm registered as a Republican because our party principles believes in those way more than the other party. And so anyway, so if I could call in a couple of times with this kind
yes,
of, and
please
you go
do.
To meet it's $100 it's a paid event, it's $100 per seat. But you could go to my website, NEPA Republicans, that's NEPARepublicans.com. On the front page, you click on it. You can take as many seats as you want. And if anybody wants to be a sponsor, any politicians or any leaders in the community, $2,500 a table. We would love to get some people involved.
Nice. Keep checking in. We'll repeat that because it's November 22nd, right?
Yes, sir. November 22nd, we already booked the Woodlands, 5 to 8 p.m., plenty of parking. We're going to have a lot of security there because security concerns and all that. We're going to have a raffle for an AR. We are going to have other raffles, baskets. We're going to probably have elected officials there. This is the first time we're talking about it is right this second.
Nice.
So this is the first time I'm letting everybody. I wanted to get everything ready, but for the election on November 4th, I've done everything. There's nothing more I could do for November 4th. Already voted, I do everything. What's the next thing? The next thing? The next thing? This is the next thing for NEPA Republicans and T.J. Fitzgerald.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. Always.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Keep plugging, man. Keep plugging.
I appreciate your words of encouragement, what you told me at that party. It meant a lot.
All right, man. Thank you. I'm telling you, it's a big deal what he does and what people with him do. I'm telling you, you need it. You need that desperately. And all we have to do with all the work that people like he does, we just got to go vote. Not too hard. Not too much work. Just go vote. Common sense voting. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back. In my view, Dylan's best song, Hurricane. He recorded it this date, 1975, Murph says, at Columbia Recording Studios, New York City. We're going to finish with American Pie, of course. Why couldn't we? Why wouldn't we, right? Hey, we've got a quick minute. Our friend Chet Murley, our Lackawanna County Commissioner candidate, is on the line. Chet, fire away. We got a couple of minutes.
Thanks for taking my call, Bob. I got a lot of positive feedback last night from the debate, but when I listened to the sound bites on TV this morning, I'm not sure I was at that debate. especially one of them that said, I have some experience in planning. And I do. I currently chair the Blakely Borough Planning Commission. I've been on it for over 15 years. I was a member and a past chair of Archibald when I lived there, close to 15 years. I sit on the Lackawanna County Regional Planning Commission Board, and I'm on the NEPA chapter of the American Planning Association. So I have more than just a little experience in planning. And I was involved with two revisions to both zoning ordinances in Archibald, which has since has been revised again, and currently in Blakely. And it was the revision that gave Blakely Borough Council a very good position to make a determination of what they wanted to do when the data center came in and wanted to change 200 acres. We had things in our ordinance that is not in the others where batting centers are proposed in Blakely and Jessup, Covington and Clifton, and that was unspecified use, and that was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to get that out there. My experience on planning commissions go way back, and you don't get paid for these positions. This is something you do for your community.
Well, Chet, you've been doing helping a lot of people for a long time and doing a great job on whatever task you set yourself to. I'm again, I wanted you to run for commissioner in the past, and I'm excited that you're running. I've been telling the listeners this morning, it is just a simple fact. Lackawanna County is a mess. Lackawanna County government, and we need, and it has been a mess for a long time. So I'm saying, hey, the only guy that can actually change things is Chet Murley. That's it. There's nobody else. He's the only guy that will actually change things. I like Tom Welby. I even like Mike Cappellini, although he's a left-wing lunatic. But, you're the only guy that can change things, and we need you. So keep plugging out there.
Thank you, Bob. And thanks for taking my call. I appreciate that.
Chet Murley, stay safe. Stay strong on the campaign trail. Talk to you very soon.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Bye.
We'll always take his calls. Policeman's prayer. Let's think about our cops. They'll be out there this weekend, the thin blue line. My man Nikki D. DeSanto sent us this prayer a long time ago, and I love it. Lord, bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat, protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. As they wait and as they watch, doing good for all, guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge, protect them from harm, always keep them safe and in your loving arms. And then no week would be complete without this Tomorrow Never Comes by Norma Cornette Merrick. I've originally discovered it in the obit of the beloved Doreen Goryeb. If I knew it would be the last time I'd see you walk out the door, I'd give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I would spare that extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you, and I hope we will never forget that tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take the extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear that you love them very much and you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell after that. But for now, we've got to conclude this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, gavel it to a close, and let you know, God willing, I'll be with you Monday. For now, we must say adios. Have a great afternoon. Have a safe, fun, peaceful weekend.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.